Tulwar. He could feel Delia's eyes on him.
"Hells, you are a pretty half-breed," she said.
The sleepiness was gone from her eyes, replaced by a well-practiced look of hunger. Jackal played along, purposefully flexing as he gathered his hair back and tied it with a leather thong. Giving Delia a parting wink, he threw open the door and hurried from the room. The corridor was dim and abandoned, still clinging to the bleak stillness of dawn. Jackal walked through to the common room, not breaking stride as he stepped around the pitted tables and overturned chairs. The sour stink of spilled wine and sweat were all that remained of the night's revels. The door leading outside was cracked, the bright, intruding light already promising a sweltering day. Jackal stepped into the morning glare, clenching his jaw and eyelids against the assault of the sun. Oates stood by the well in the center of the yard, the slabs of muscle on his broad back shining with water. Jackal jogged up and stood beside his friend. "Trouble?" Oates lifted his chin slightly, pointing with his spade-shaped beard down the dusty track leading to the grounds. Jackal followed his gaze and saw the shimmering shapes of horses approaching. Putting a hand at his brow to shield his eyes from the sun, he looked for riders and was relieved to find them. "Not horsecocks."
"No," Oates agreed. "Cavalry."
Jackal relaxed a little. Human soldiers they could handle. Centaurs might have meant their deaths. "Ignacio?" he mused. "I swear that pit-faced old drunk can smell his payment from all the way at the Castile." His friend said nothing, continuing to scowl at the approaching cavalcade. Jackal counted 8 men, one clutching a banner that no doubt bore the crest of the King of Hisparta. That blowing bit of silk meant little in the Lotlands, and Jackal kept his gaze fixed on the man up front.
"It's Bermudo," Oates said,
a second before Jackal picked out the captain's identity through the dust. Shit. Jackal found himself wishing he had not left his stock bow under Delia's bed. Glancing over, he noticed Oates was completely unarmed, the half-full bucket from the well still clutched in his meaty hands. Still, the brute's appearance was often enough to discourage a fight. As was said amongst the members of the Hoof, Oates had muscles in his shit. Jackal was no stripling, but his friend was a full head taller. With his bald head, ash-colored skin, corded frame, and protruding lower fangs, Oates could pass for a full-blood orc as long as he hid the bastard tattoos that adorned his powerful arms and back. Only his beard marked him for a half-breed, a trait Jackal had not received from his human half. As the riders fanned out around the well, Jackal grinned. He might not be able to pass for a thick, but he was big enough to give these human whelps pause. Their clean crimson sashes, brightly polished helmets, and petulantly brave faces marked them as fresh arrivals. Mustachios must have been in fashion in the courts of Hisparta, for drooping from every upper lip was something akin to a furry horseshoe. Every lip, except Bermudo's. He looked like one of those long-dead tyrants found on the old Imperium coins, all long nose and close-cropped hair. The captain reined up. He took a moment to survey the yard, his attention lingering on the stables Sancho maintained for his guests. Jackal lifted his chin in greeting.
"Bermudo, breaking in some new boys, I see.
What? Did they demand proof that a man can still get some quim in the Badlands?"
"How many are with you, bastards?"
It was an offhand, almost lazy question, but Jackal did not miss Bermudo's concern.
"Not here to ambush you, Captain."
"That is not an answer."
"Certain it is."
Bermudo turned to catch the eye of one of his riders and flicked a finger at the stables. The chosen cavalero hesitated.
"Go check the stables," Bermudo said, as if instructing an idiot child.
The man snapped out of his